It's February. What's happening in the natural world? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac.
There's a red fox. It just crossed the path in front of us, and it's gone off into the shrubbery to the right. I think if we sneak up, we'll see it in the snow. Oh, there goes the second one. Now that one's running down the path on the snow. It's running away from us. You know it's a red fox because of the black stockings on the legs and the white tip of the tail.
We're at the Wheat Ridge Green Belt in Jefferson County and looking for red foxes. Now is a good time to look for foxes because you can follow their tracks in the snow and maybe even catch them courting. Sometimes you can follow the tracks to a den. If you smell a mild skunk odor, you may be near one of the multiple openings to a den. These foxes mate during January and February. The pups are born in March and can sometimes be seen playing around the den. However, if the family is disturbed, the parents may move the pups to a new location.
The red fox is one of three fox species found in eastern Colorado. Actually, red foxes were very uncommon historically, but they've adapted well to European-American settlement. They love our towns because there's lots of shrubbery to hide in and also to avoid coyotes and larger predators. And there's lots of food for them to eat. The other two foxes you'll see in eastern Colorado are the gray fox, which is found in the foothills, usually in rocky, shrubby areas, and the swift fox, which is still holding on out on the short grass prairies on the eastern plains.
Red foxes aren't always red, and here at Wheat Ridge we frequently see coal black foxes. They're the same species, but just a different color phase.
Now, smell that skunk-like odor. That's where the fox has urinated and deposited its scent. So when you ever smell that faint skunk-like odor, you know a fox has been nearby. Oh, the fox is bounding through the meadow there. And it just bounded off into the shrubbery, but we can still see it running across through the snow. It's just wonderful to get close to foxes as you can here.
Red foxes are usually easy to see here at the Wheat Ridge Greenbelt because visitors feed them. However, bread and cookies don't make for a healthy diet, and feeding the animals makes them unafraid of people, as we can see by watching these almost tame foxes.
To get to Wheat Ridge Greenbelt, go to Kipling and West 44th Avenue, then go west on 44th Avenue for about a mile and turn left at the Prospect Reservoir sign.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of the Colorado Nature Almanac and the Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie.